You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. The end of September means it's time for the 52nd Cranberry Festival in Warrens. The Cranfest kicks off tomorrow and runs through the weekend, rain or shine. Grant Holly is executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, an industry org that turns 138 this year. Holly tells Civic Media the festival happens just ahead of the traditional time for cranberry harvest, but hybrids have loosened when the harvest can happen.
So we have these hybrids now, and we have hybrids that will start producing their berries that are ready to be harvested right around the second week of September. And then we have hybrids that will delay so that we can go almost all the way to hunting season.
This year's harvest is still different.
We are moving a little bit faster this year than we have before. This warm weather during harvest is kind of unheard of, and we're learning how to deal with it. But one of the pieces that it has done is we have growers that are out there for 14, 16 hours a day bringing in their berries because we need to bring them in now.
The Cranberry Festival runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., rain or shine. And Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher is putting the spotlight on our aging roads. He and community leaders say roads need a more sustainable funding solution. They argue that while the budget has some gains for roads, its structure pits funding against each other and favors temporary fixes over solutions. It's part of the Revitalize campaign led by the League of Wisconsin Municipalities and the Transportation Development Association. They're headed to other communities for the same campaign. For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shali Pittman. More news anytime at WIRI.FM and WFHR.com.
It's the Packers and the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers play the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love says they learned some tough lessons in Cleveland during their loss to the Browns.
Every week is opportunity to learn and grow and experience things as a team. And obviously, you know, I think defense did a great job last week. You know, offensively, special teams, we didn't do enough.
Baseball, the Brewers have tonight off after beating the Padres 3-1 in San Diego. Aaron Ashby awarded the win. Abner Uribe got the save. Pat Murphy.
Jansen gave us, nobody's mentioned Jansen yet. You guys paying attention to the game? He caught the whole game. He caught six different pitchers. A walk, a hit, and a homer. You know, I thought he was great.
Yeah, catcher Danny Jansen out of West High School in Appleton, Wisconsin, on coming back to Milwaukee against the Reds with the magic number down to one.
Yeah, it feels great. Good momentum going home for the final three games. You know, in front of our home crowd, it's going to be amazing.
That's the Brewers' Danny Jansen with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be some new characters in the second installment of the Wicked feature film franchise. The Wicked 2, more specifically, Wicked for Good trailer, just dropped, and it features Dorothy, the Scarecrow, and Tin Man. Universal says this is the final trailer before the film's release November 21st of this year. Wicked for Good is a follow-up to 2024's Oscar-nominated Wicked. If you're looking for a new sports documentary, you're in luck. Clemente is the story of one of the best baseball players ever whose career and life ended way too soon. It is now available for streaming on the History Channel and explores baseball great Roberto Clemente's life on and off the field from his early struggles to becoming one of the best players in the game, as well as one of the most beloved. Clemente died in a plane crash in 1972 while delivering aid to Nicaragua. The film is executive produced by basketball great LeBron James and film directing great Richard Linklater. Jimmy Kimmel made an emotional return to his talk show Jimmy Kimmel Live Tuesday night. The host delivered a 17-minute monologue where he still did not hold back against the FCC or the Trump administration, but did clarify he never intended insensitivity toward Erica Kirk or the Kirk kids, even tearing up a bit throughout the monologue after an emotional few days. His biggest line of the night was probably after he played a clip of the president saying Kimmel doesn't have good ratings. When the camera went back to Jimmy, he said, "I do tonight," and the crowd stood and applauded like it did several times throughout the monologue or when he hugged Guillermo. Overall, the night was a big slapback at government overreach, with the host citing support from conservatives like Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, and Ted Cruz. Even Joe Rogan, not so courageously, backed Kimmel after finally feeling it was safe to do so. It will be interesting to see how long the love lasts, but for now, Jimmy Kimmel is happy to be back. Week 39 at the box office is upon us, and there is a much-anticipated film opening in your local theaters. Paul Thomas Anderson's mystery thriller with a dose of comedy, One Battle After Another, is crushing reviews, receiving 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, with most of the reviews already in. That score will not change, but it will be interesting to see if audiences like it just as much as critics. The film stars Leo DiCaprio, Regina Hall, Tiana Taylor, Sean Penn, and Benicio del Toro. There's some good old-fashioned family fun available to watch as well, with G-rated Gabby's Dollhouse, based on the TV series. The film stars Gloria Estefan, nightlight pal Thomas Lennon, and the hilarious Kristen Wiig. Just a few reviews at this point, but they are all positive. And if you're in the mood for some horror, check out The Strangers Chapter 2. The first one was absolutely terrifying. The film is getting panned by critics, but oftentimes that does not stop forgiving horror fans. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, low to mid 70s with this sunny, dry trend continuing through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.